Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Christian Garrick. And on the line now is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports betting insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvat's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. Ryan, how you doing today, partner?
Doing good, guys. Excited for another weekend of football, although it's not the best matchup in the NFL tonight. At least it's still football. And actually, in college football, a couple games I like a little bit more than the matchup that we get tonight in the NFL. So pretty excited, actually.
Yeah, we did pretty good last week on the colleges. Don't get used to that, so to speak. But your thoughts tonight on the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh?
Yeah, so this is kind of an ugly matchup, and especially when you factor in the weather. It looks like there's going to be windy conditions tonight. That's something I've been trying to monitor throughout the week, because you got Mitchell Trubisky going against Jacoby Brissett tonight on primetime football. And, you know, the narrative is the Browns aren't going to be very good offensively until they get Deshaun Watson back. And while that's kind of true, they're actually ninth in the NFL right now. They're top 10 in total offense. They're getting a lot on the ground from Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And Jacoby Brissett actually last week probably played his best game as a pro, but the only problem was they had that epic collapse where they gave up the onside kick to the Jets. So we'll see tonight. It's kind of tough to call. I did play the under earlier on in the week, but that total just went down about 6 points because of the weather.
Yeah.
And because neither offense really looks very good. I actually, you know, I feel like the Steelers have become the trendy pick, and I know why, because Mike Tomlin historically is very good in this spot, divisional game where he's an underdog, you know. But I just think the Browns are the better team. One thing I really like is a player prop. Mitchell Trubisky's been talking all week about how he's been hesitant to use his legs. I think he's going to do that a little bit tonight. Browns defense is good up front, but they're without Jadeveon Clowney tonight. So I like Mitchell Trubisky over 12.5 rushing yards.
Ryan, I'll have you picture this. So my dad called me today and was like, hey, Ryan is coming on tonight, right? I said, yeah, 420. Because you made him some money last week with some prop bets.
So he's, did good, Ryan.
He is, he's sitting in his house right now listening, and I'm sure they're taking down notes. So, Ryan, give him a couple more winners, some prop bets.
All right, so this weekend, really quickly, we're going to want to target a couple different guys. So I know Aaron Jones is going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but last week I played him to have multiple touchdowns, which was nearly plus 250. I played over on the carries because Matt LaFleur went to the podium after week one and said, Aaron Jones, we can't have him only touching the rock five times. This week, I'm going to play him to score anytime touchdown because the problem now is he's running against that Buccaneers front. I think that's going to be a really low-scoring game this weekend, you guys. So I'm going to play some Aaron Jones anytime touchdown props. Maybe Aaron Jones to score multiple touchdowns. As far as tonight, you know, I know that a lot of people are going to give this out, but it's really hard to go against Nick Chubb right now, and I know that they're going to use Kareem Hunt, but they're going to use him a little bit more, I think, in the passing game. So I like Nick Chubb over on his rushing yards. Grab that around 88.5. I think he goes for 100 tonight. Because, again, guys, I mean, the narrative and the perception is the Steelers' defense is a top-10 defense, and it's not. You know, they're bottom 20 right now, and they're without T.J. Watt, who's one of the best players in the league. So I think we might see Nick Chubb have some success tonight, and the rushing props still sitting there 84.5. So that's one I really like. And then under on Najee Harris. I know this is a scary one, but the Steelers offensive line ranked 28th, I believe, right now in the National Football League. Najee's only averaging 2 yards before first contact, meaning they're getting no push, no pull up front. I like him to go under his rushing yards tonight, under 55.5.
Ryan, a game everybody's got an interest in here, and that's Tulane and Southern Miss. Man, Tulane, they were terrific last week. We talked about it, that their defense is legit. And, boy, did they show up Saturday, you know, holding Kansas State to 10 points. Now, again, a lot of people, they're looking toward Oklahoma, who they play this week. And, okay, that might be the case, but you got to play this week. And they didn't play well on offense. And Tulane really defensively played well, double-digit favorite over Southern Miss. Your thoughts on Tulane? Do they cover this week against Southern Miss?
You know, I think they do. I really like this Tulane team, man. I really do, and I kind of like the total in the game as well. I went under last week, and I'm going to go under again. Now, I know, you know, I've been a big fan of Kansas State the last couple years. They've actually made me a lot of money because the market always undervalues them. But last week, man, I looked at that number, and I was getting 2 touchdowns, and I said, Tulane's going to keep this game close.
Yep.
And I think it's going to go under. Now, Southern Miss, they're a 13-point dog. You know, both of these teams could score some points, man. Tulane's averaging 37, I believe. Southern Miss about 32 a game. I think if you look at it, you know, Tulane this year, not only are they 3-0, I have to keep riding this trend like we always talk about on the show. You have to keep getting on the horse, man. They're 3-0 against the spread. They've covered every time as a 13-point favorite or greater this season. So last week they covered as big dogs. Week one, they were actually big favorites. And then on 2 occasions this season, them and their opponent, you know, have only combined for over 48 points. So with this total sitting where it's at right now, 48.5, it's right about where it should be, but I actually like the under. So I'd probably play Tulane again this weekend until they let me down.
Your thoughts on – now, you got to throw away that Packers hat now on Green Bay, Tampa Bay. You got to throw that one away on this. Man, this would seem to almost be the ultimate under game because of the way these two teams have played in their wide receiver. Both of them now have been almost completely wiped out. Your thoughts on Tampa Bay, Green Bay?
You know, I was laughing about this today because they're going to hype up Brady against Rodgers and what could potentially be the last meeting between the two, but who are they throwing the ball to, man? And then today, if you look at the injury report for the Packers, it's nasty. So Randall Cobb didn't practice today. Sammy Watkins didn't practice. Either of those should be a big surprise. But Alan Lazard, who came back last week and played pretty damn well,
yep,
he didn't practice again today either. So that's something you have to monitor. I'm with you. With Mike Evans being suspended, with Godwin being banged up already this season, we know both teams are going to look to run the football. Are both teams going to be able to move the ball on the ground? I think Green Bay is going to have a big bounce-back performance on the defensive side of the ball because, yeah, they beat the Bears last week, but their run defense was embarrassed. I'm actually a little concerned.
Yes.
David Montgomery is a fine back, but he should not be averaging nearly 6 yards per carry, 7 yards per carry, and that's what happened last weekend. And Tampa Bay, they're so tough up front. And we know Green Bay is going to look to run the ball with both A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones, use the tight ends a little bit. I like the under. I agree. This is the ultimate under game. And I feel like the public will continue to back the over just because it's Brady against Rodgers. But this isn't going to be your typical Brady against Rodgers matchup. I'm actually really looking forward to watching both of these defenses. And I actually lean Green Bay. I think Rodgers may finally get Brady in Florida. I mean, we saw this last week. Brady finally got the Saints, and that let me down, and that let my wallet down, unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know, I think Rodgers is going to get it done this Sunday.
What's your thoughts on Fournette? What's the number on Fournette on yardage this weekend?
The number for Fournette, it's kind of been bouncing around, and that's why I love to try to grab these early, man, because right now, so his rushing attempts I really like, 16.5. Which it's juice minus 121, and then the rushing yards opened up at 68. Now it's went up to 71, and it's slightly juice minus 125. So 71 rushing yards on 16.5 attempts. Those are the two props. And I'm not going to lie, I'd play both over with what I
saw.
Yeah,
so would I.
Last week,
so
man.
Would I.
And who's Brady throwing the ball to? I mean, unless he could call Gronk and get him out of retirement really quick by Sunday. That's why I like Green Bay. I think, you know, say what you want about their wide receiver room. I think heading into this week, as long as Lazard and those guys play, I think they have the more talented offense, you know, until at least Mike Evans and Chris Godwin get back. Then it's advantage Tampa Bay.
Ryan, what do you feel like the Bills are the creme de la creme of the AFC, and then there's everybody else? I mean, is everybody close? Are the Chiefs close?
I think the Chiefs are close, and I would probably, it's going to sound crazy because everybody loves the Bills right now. You really can't knock anything the Bills are doing. They've been perfect. They've scored about a billion points the first 2 weeks of the season. The only thing that concerns me a little bit, the offensive line, if they have any injuries, because, you know, they got Spencer Brown, who they drafted out of Northern Iowa. He started last year and was inconsistent. He's looked a little bit better. Got dinged up in the last game. The only knock I have on them, they need to, who's going to be the lead back? And I know they don't want to run the football, it looks like, because they have Josh Allen making the plays with his legs. But if you watch these games, the only problem for them, early down success. Like, Josh Allen's facing 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-9 pretty much every drive. It hasn't mattered so far because he just finds Stephon Diggs for a 60-yard bomb. But I think that will matter when he plays a team like, for example, the Chargers with Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack on the edges, a team with a real pass rush. I don't really love the Titans this year. I think they caught the Rams at the right time with a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover on banner night. I do think the Bills are the rightful favorites, but I do think they can be beaten. In fact, I think Miami could keep it close this weekend in Miami. If that game's played in Buffalo, I'd bet the hell out of the Bills. But in Miami in the heat, I could see it being close. I'm not betting against the Bills, though, until I at least see them punt more than two times in a football game.
Okay, Ryan's telling you, you bet your money, but I ain't betting mine against the Bills. Yeah. Ryan, your thoughts on Carolina and the Saints? And one number sticks out to me. Matt Rhule is 1 win and 25 losses when the opponent scores 17 points or more in a game. Good gracious. You know, now listen, 17 points, that's not a lot of points in the NFL. But you wonder a little bit if this doesn't go well early. Because I've seen teams do this. Man, not everybody sort of turns on the coach. But, man, we going through this again? Your thoughts on Carolina Saints?
So this has been a battle for me all week because the people that I've talked with and, you know, a lot of people actually that I've talked with kind of like Carolina in this spot because the narrative is they're not a very good football team. And I actually agree with this. I agree with that. I don't think they are a very good football team. I think Matt Rhule's probably going to be the first coach to get fired, and they're paying him a lot of money to lose football games. It doesn't look good. And as you know how high I am on the Saints, you know, went over the win total, took a shot with them to win the division. If we don't get this one against Carolina, I'm going to be concerned. Now, I'm worried about Jameis's back. That's not what I want to hear about, you know, week three, the issues he's already dealing with.
Ryan, we had a doc on, a former team physician of the Chargers, Dr. Chow. And he basically likened it to, he said there's no further risk to this injury, and he likened it to almost like back spasms. So it's not as significant as it sounds, just to kind of put your mind at ease.
Good. That's what I need to hear, because I do think they bounce back this week. Now, I know a lot of the sharp, wise guys in Las Vegas do like Carolina, especially if they could get that three.
Ryan, I was going to say, a lot of people, they like that three. There's a lot of people jumping on Carolina in the three.
That's more of a numbers play, I feel.
Yeah, I
mean,
I think so.
I haven't seen anything from Carolina. I like the Saints to win that game by a touchdown, maybe even more. So I'll go against the Sharps on this one. I really like the Saints this week to bounce back.
Ryan, one college game. Texas A&M goes against Arkansas. Now, Arkansas, you could tell they were looking ahead. I mean, listen, it happens. They almost got beat. A&M, they won an ugly game against Miami. That's OW, and that's all that matters. And their defense really bailed them out. Your thoughts on Texas A&M, Arkansas? Arkansas has had this game sort of circled on their schedule for a long time. And, man, you can't dislike Sam Pittman. Man, he is a great guy. He brings a certain physicality to the game. A&M's got more talent. But, man, their offense is almost antiquated in what they do in the modern-day football today. Your thoughts on Arkansas A&M?
I'm not going to lie. I have to bet Arkansas in this spot. Now, I'm a little biased because, like you just said, I love Sam Pittman. How do you not love that guy? But also, they look a lot better offensively right now, don't they? And, I mean, they're actually creative with the play calling. I can already tell you what Jimbo's going to do. He's going to run a draw on first down. He's going to give it to the back on second down. And then even though he's already made a quarterback change here, and it's, what, week three of week four of the season, he's not letting Max Johnson, he's not taking the handcuffs off. And then you got your young quarterback, not your young quarterback, because I know he's been around, obviously, but you have your quarterback that's learning the new system, dropping back on third and long, third and eight, trying to make plays. And I know they got it done last week. Last week, guys, I think that says more about Miami right now.
I agree with you.
Tyler Van Dyke, people talking about him being a top five pick. I don't see that right now, so... I'm going with Arkansas in this game. I know that they're going to score points. I don't know that A&M is. And like you said, A&M has all the talent in the world. They're eventually going to be very good, you would hope, because they have the number one recruiting class we've seen in a long time. But how are they going to be coached? You know, I just – Jimbo's offense, like you said, in today's world of college football, like watch USC and watch the play calls from Lincoln Riley and then watch Jimbo Fisher. He's calling the same stuff he was calling for Jameis at Florida State. I have to go Arkansas, and I know that I'm probably going against a lot of people again, but I trust them to score points in this game, even against a good defense.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Man, we really appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Hey, my play of the night comes tonight. We're fading Coastal Carolina. Why is an 0-3 team only a 2.5-point dog against a 3-0 team that's become a household name with a quarterback like Grayson McCall? I like the upset victory tonight.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.